One of the things that really we expect to happen here and that makes Paris so important is not that we're going to leave here knowing that everything we do is going to hit the 2-degree mark, but what we're doing is sending the marketplace an extraordinary signal that those 186 countries are really committed, and that helps the private sector to move capital into that, knowing there's a future that is committed to this sustainable path. That is why we need a strong, legally binding transparency system. It is essential. There are countries, we know, for which climate change is an existential threat today. For them, this isn't a matter of annexes or peak years. It's a matter of life and death. Yesterday, I met with leaders from the island states, the small island states, who expressed their legitimate concerns that the sea will swallow their nations. And one of the hard realities that we're facing is that our collective delay now means that some of the impacts of climate change can't be reversed. Not my judgment, that's science again. Therefore, we have a moral responsibility to adapt and prepare for those impacts and enable the most vulnerable among us to be able to do the same. That means that we need to increase our efforts to mobilize climate finance from all possible sources, both public and private. Now, obviously, the world's largest economies, including the United States, need to play a major role in this regard. That's just common sense. And that's why the United States pledged $3 billion to the Green Climate Fund. It is why the United States already contributes more than $2.5 billion to climate finance annually, including more than $400 billion per year of grant-based resources for global climate adaptation.